Global Aviation English Tutorial. Airline versus Executive Aviation. The physical aspects of flying an aeroplane are fairly similar in most segments of the aviation industry. However, the overall economic scope and nature of this flying can be quite different depending on the segment. A good case is the comparison between executive and business aviation and the airline market. Both operate a range of turboprop and jet aircraft, but their use and customer base is very different. So, we know that the typical airline passenger is the casual traveller, and frequently a businessman or woman flying to a major market. But who uses business aviation? The answer is companies and individuals seeking a fast, hassle-free option of air travel. While companies that rely on business aviation represent many different professions and locations, they all have one thing in common: the need for fast, flexible, safe, secure, and cost-effective access to destinations across their country and around the world. Business aircraft allow employees to make a trip involving stops at several locations, then return to headquarters the same day. Hundreds or thousands of dollars can be saved on hotel rooms, rental cars, meals, and other expenses that would be needed to make the same trip over several days via auto, rail, or airline transport. Because employees can meet, plan, and work with each other aboard business aircraft, productivity en route is greatly enhanced. In many instances, business aviation is the best or only transportation option available, opening the door to global commerce for small community and rural populations by linking them directly to population centres and manufacturing facilities. Studies have also shown that business aviation contributes greatly to local economies across the country. From the perspective of the pilot, each segment offers a different pace of work, and the number of non-flying duties that pilots have depends on the employment setting. Airline pilots have the service of large support staffs and, consequently, perform few non-flying duties. However, because of the large number of passengers, airline pilots may be called upon to coordinate handling of disgruntled or disruptive passengers. Also, under the US Federal Flight Deck Officer Program, airline pilots who undergo rigorous training and screening are deputized as federal law enforcement officers and are issued firearms to protect the cockpit against intruders and hijackers. On the other hand, pilots employed by other organizations, such as charter operators or businesses, may have other duties. They may load the aircraft, handle all passenger luggage to ensure a balanced load, and supervise refueling. Other non-flying responsibilities include keeping records, scheduling flights, arranging for major maintenance, and performing minor aircraft maintenance and repairs.